question of a prostatectomy, the removal of the prostate gland, or to be more precise, it's not the gland that is being removed, but the overgrowth of the gland that is being removed. There are the following questions that have to be taken into consideration. First, are you permitted to make this? You permitted to have this kind of surgery, where you have a tube of Henkel, which is completely incomprehensible. There are those who say that Henkel died from cancer of the prostate, and he felt that he's not permitted to undergo surgery. This is completely incomprehensible. Something that is, I mean, it goes against everything that we have learned. That pikuach nefesh is doing collateral kulo. Then who is permitted to make the surgery? In other words, the surgeon, speaking about the doctor now. And this, you have many opinions that if surgery is necessary, that it should be done by a goy rather than by a Jew. And that itself is a very difficult psak halacha. Secondly, and the more is she after that permitted to meet her lover in the kahal? Kala Hashem, because it says lo yovoi she adako u shofo the kala Hashem, which means she's fucking permitted to make surgery. He's permitted to have the surgery performed on him, but he's not permitted to live with his wife anymore. We also have a cloud that when is Hushek to Adako also, we're going to come to the Gemara in a minute, when it's done Bidei Odom. But it's Bidei Shomayim. If it is Bidei Shomayim, there is no such issue. Now, what do you consider surgery? Do you consider surgery with the other or with the Shemayim? These are the three main points that you have to address ourselves to. There are a few things that I didn't mention, that the Netzik already has his Shaila in Shilpas, and I have a Shaila in Parshas Kisetze, and you're all capable of looking it over yourself. My presentation today will be a short one, because many of you have heard it already. And it is going to basically speak about these places. Let me just, before everything, tell you something on interesting places in Sanhedrin, which has nothing to do with Enigma Hadin, which has nothing to do with this particular question, but we have spoken about Goyim maybe performing this surgery rather than a Jew, the doctor being a boy rather than a Jew. I want to branch out to something else, with a place in Sanhedrin, which was probably not mentioned in Matra, but she didn't mention, because So I want it, it shouldn't be only Chazorah. It should be a little bit a Chiddush too. And that's in the question of abortion. Kasha, the Gemara is asking the following question. Leke midam shil Yisrael muta. We didn't mention it? Shil Yisrael muta ule akum ule ben noyach osa. The Gemara is asking that when it comes to an abortion, as you know, the Jewish woman who is life is threatened in avoided life is threatened by a pregnancy, you are permitted to abort the pregnancy. Now this has been, by the way, this has been, I don't mind if you ask questions, so if you have any problems, please do. What is considered, you know, this already is big discussion now that have been made about what is considered pikuach nefesh. Is it physical or is it even emotional? These are shailos that have come up within the last few years, and again Rav Waldenberg and Sif Eliezer is talking about it, and again he's the biggest matir in this. And Moses is asking, but a goy obviously cannot be an abortion, because the din of roided applies only to a Jew and not to a goy. So Tosfos, if you look at the Tosfos, I'm sorry, I don't have a Gemara here, and I would probably check that. Those of you who are interested, ask me at another time, and I give you the doubt. So there is something that is muta to a Jew and is also to a goy. It's muta to also to a. To a goy, muta to a Jew, a ben noach. But the Tosfos is asking. So the Gemara, the Tosfos answers two terutzim. One terutz is that the reasons for being matirit for a Jew do not apply to a goy. Poshit, this is one teretz. So according to that teretz, a goy cannot have an abortion and is not permitted to perform an abortion, because then even a Jew too. Why? Because it's a din of what? Of ritzichet. Other din teretz comes away with an interesting teretz. It's mutter for a goy too. That an abortion is muta for a goy, and a goy is a doctor is permitted to perform it, and so on and so on. We have that problem here by a prostatectomy. Is a goy permitted to perform it? Or, even more than that, is it preferable that a goy should perform it? Because when we say, for instance, lo yavoi to a doctor, to a shopper, to a doctor, to the halashem, it is like the union of what? Of Gidua Hazokin. Echot, where Echot, where Sai the Migaleach, and Sai the Migulach Achayot, right? In other words, a Jewish barber will give someone another smake, have Gidua Hazokin, is Chayot and Fight loving, like the one who what? Like the one who is doing it himself, or like the one who is the man, but with the shayla, that one who does it himself should be chayv on ken laven. Remember, after Rebbe Tzuchem of Roche once, I don't know how many of you knew him, a Dr. Ehrlicher once cut a boy who was Migalea Chesotin, the Tsar. He said, him, stupid fellow that you are. Just imagine what I can do with five lovers. I mean, do you use this? What difference does it make to you to do it with an electric razor and or the Tsar? He says, I don't know, five lovers, I could live. He could live it up with five lovers. And you are doing it. That was Rav Gerelich once said to us. But in any case, it's unfortunate that you are not exposed to people like Rav Gerelich, and especially not to the Rav Gerelich. The greatest losses that you could have in your life. All right. So in any case, let us start with Gemara. All of you, this is page 1. Eidip Tzodako. And by the way, Eidip Tzodako, Kol Shinit to Beitzim Shiloi. Vakila Achas Mehen. The poshet etaych of tetsua means makas cher tesakim. If you look carefully in Rashi, niftu, Rashi says makas cher tesakim. Now, will this hold true, let's say, with laser surgery? Or is it only an instrument, a surgical instrument, the way Rashi would seem to say, right? That it is only or is it, if there is a result? We have one problem here that I cannot give you any truth about. Yes?
Yeah. Aren't lasers used as surgical instruments
today? I'm sorry?
Aren't lasers used as surgical instruments today, like for eyes and for cataracts?
No. In laser, basically, it is the laser, how do you call it, the Strahl, laser beam.
But it's used surgically.
You don't even have to. He does not have to even go into the body at all.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's used surgically, like a knife would be. That's the reason.
But the question is a beam a car called a cheref or sakim? It's obviously that's a question that we have to address ourselves. I cannot address myself whether it's possible or not. If it has been developed to that extent or not, I don't know. But this would be a question from Rashi here. It would seem that Rashi is referring a direct instrument, not a beam. I mean, I don't know. Maybe a beam is called Soret Chama. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just getting confused. Not everybody who goes for prostate surgery, though, has an impact on his fertility, or right? Some
yes,
people,
it does.
Everybody. Oh.
Everybody, as far as Zera is concerned, it will not come out anymore.
Oh, all right. I realize that. It's just...
You are right. Then as far as the sexual relations are concerned, they might... They will continue in most cases, not in all cases. But the Zera, that he is going to be in purple, there's no question. He's going to be a rocker after that.
Okay.
I mean, there's no question that it is so.
Also, Rav, there's another law in the Torah for Arts of Tem Lotan.
I'm sorry?
Another law in the Torah for Arts of Tem Lotan.
This has to do with being an Okanakor. This has
right.
to do with the doctor now.
Right. So that also relates to the discussion. That, right?
About it. That's what I said before.
Okay.
That it is referring to the doctor as well. Is
okay.
he permitted to do it?
Okay.
That's what we talked about. Vafilo achasmen, vafilo nikru, vafilo nemukru, vafilo chosru. Now, Rashi, the way, if you look into Rashi, Nifku, Kimo Petra, Nimoku, Machmas Maka, Nimuku, Viluktuna Neleem, Vafilo Kosu Koshu. That is the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, Zayin Broiko, Shamati Mitzachachom, Bekerem Yavne, Kol She'enel Ledeye Tzachas, Enel Esoros Chamo, the Koshia. It's Koshia. Now, what does it mean after that? If that what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko says in the name of the Chachom in Kerem Yavne, we have a problem. What is it? He says that Apile Nemuku, Apile Choschu, which is not a surgical procedure. And here we are saying, Kol She'enu L'Beit Sa'achas, Enu L'Soros Chamo, and Soros Chamo is kosher. What is it? The Gemara is asking, Soros Chamo Sol Kedatos? It's not a Soros Chamo, it is Soros Chamo, the kosher. This is very difficult, because of the Loshin before, Nikvu, Nimuku, and Choshu, which may mean, by itself, Rashi as a matter of fact says so. Machmas makoni mukuvi ktunim elen. Right? Which Rashi is referring to the chute habetzim. Let me show up a little bit. That's different. Deference. Let me show up a little bit. And in other words, by the way, it's not that simple. This is what it is. So this itself is now difficult. We come to some kind of a conclusion of it. If you take a look in Soros Chamo Solkedator, but the Soros Chamo B'dishimayim, who Machmas Choyli, the High Lav Choyli, right? The High Lav Choyli. The Rashi says Kis Soros Chamo, the Leosko Toiro, Elat Tzua, the Dach, the Chos. Now. Soros Chamo means a natural. He was born, let us say, a Soros. He was born without Chute HaBeitzim. This is what it's called. You're right. I don't know. I mean, maybe Chamo is what we have talked about before. Let us leave it in the day. I can't answer you, right? I'm sorry, I can't answer you. Now, gentlemen, what is the difference between a Soros Chamo Machmas Choyli and Machmas Mako? So it means, what Rashi really means is, Machmas Mako means an inflicted Mako. Now, it's not by nature itself, but an inflicted Mako that brings about that what? This is how you have to learn in Russia. You can't learn any differently because it's not what does Soros Chamo mean. Tosfos here on the Kol She'enu L'Beit Sa'achas Enu L'Soros Chamo the kosher is asking a gewaltig kasher. We say kol shenitzu beitzim shelo v'afila achas mehen. Right? Did that be why you follow me? In other words, here you are saying that what? The one who has only a beya achas is kitzores chamo and is kosher. Then before that we said the firish kol tzadak kol shenitzu beitzim shelo v'afila achas mehen. That's Tosis kasher. So Rabbi Tam here, a rather interesting Rabbi Natan. Let's go to page 2. When Rabbi Natan, the Yesh Lechalek, Beinit lo habeitzo lipzio. Dikishenit lo legomre moile. Mide dahava nit lo atzor. Then Tam comes up with a very, very interesting conclusion. We have a din in Trepes. All of you have learned here today already, you are going to learn here today. That if the spleen is removed from a behemoth, it's kosher. And kashrus, by the way, has to be very often with whether moiled or the enemoid. Therefore, one of the synonyms of trefa is enemoid. Again, please, when you learn in the Tefes, remember that there's a Tefes. Tefes is a Tefes. Tefes says that there are many Tefes which are being mentioned in the Gemara, and they are not Tefes today. You see, they are Moirat, and they look more than you face Chodesh. The Tefes comes into that thing that gives up the Zet and Kof, and says, Mishtana HaTeva. Much in nature changed. I am pressed to evolve, but now the halacha is it kosher or tefes? So the Rav answered the following, gave us the following parrots. That when the Gemara says tamim, it doesn't mean that the only tamim. For instance, the Gemara says that kinim have no reproductive organs. Gemara in Shabbos, kinim have no reproductive organs, which means something that we hold holy almost. From the point of view of science, there is no such thing as instantaneous reproduction, right? So what do you do with this Gemara? I asked the Rav, what do you do with this Gemara? So the Rav gave two terutzim. One was that what we're calling kinim today may not be the kinim that the Gemara was talking about. But this doesn't answer the general question, which is that there have to be reproductive organs in order to reproduce. And then he said that maybe the reproductive organs of kinim are different than the reproductive organs in general, generally insects, whatever you want to call a louse. And he left me dry, obviously. I mean, I still didn't have really a parents. I didn't have a parents. But okay, I just wanted to share that with you. So the Rabbi Netanya says, like by a spleen, if you remove it, the person is, but the behemoth is kosher. On the other hand, nikaf b'shum chayt reiter, if you will not remove it, but there will be a hole. Actually, what it means, nikaf b'shum chayt reiter, there will be, you can believe chasus all of them. So you see that if something is removed, it is sometimes better than no removal, right? That's what we see from the Gemara. This is what Rabbi Natan's chiddush is. Rabbi Natan, in other words, is saying that is the difference between Nikla HaBeitza and Tzias HaBeitza. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Natan is saying it makes a lot of sense. Now, so the Gemara, in any case, so somebody came before Shmuel, and he told him what is it? He told him, Nika Floy Moire, the high Gabre, the solitary Diklo. He went up on a tree, the Chalze Silo de Bacon, and a quince and a thorn went into his bacon, and the Notakmeneke Chutemugle, and Chifazera came out to Chutemugle, like a Lecho. But Philo Hoche says, well, and he was able to what? To father children. The Kashi that the Gemara is asking. The Gemara comes and says, oh, Shora Shmuel, come the Rav, one of the say, because I'll go not man. He says, well, really, it wasn't, they weren't his children. really they weren't his children. In other words, Ma'ayinhem Zonso Zinso Ishvay. His wife wasn't his own. That's what Shmuel ends. Some Shmuel and Abuda Meshmuel, Suadako Bide Shemaim Kosher. Now, Bide Shemaim, take a look what Rashi learns Bide Shemaim. Ali de Re'onen Ubot, or Memei Imoy. This is called Soros Chama. Now you are going to understand why it's called Chama. Why is it called Chama? Because Re'onen Ubot have to be with the, in other words, covered, this is some being covered or whatever it is. Maybe that is why it's called Kotzor's Ham. No, it's natural causes. It's kosher. Now I tell you, we're coming to the very meat, so to speak, of the question. I tell you what the meat of the question is. What is a prostitutive? Is it called Chiloso Didei Shemai and the Sefer Didei Adam? Or no? Or no? And this is this will basically be our problem. And I just want you to know that are there any Sfarim in here? Yeah. Do you know this is one thing in the Torah where the Sfardim write differently than the Ashkenazim? So a dako with an aleph or with a hey? There's a big kashe question in the Indian of are you permitted? You are an Ashkenazi. And you're right, and in the Torah it's written, to your doctor, we say, hey, are you Yotze, you take care of Satera or not? The question is, Aloha, the pastor, that you are. So the Shkenazim are permitted to, read from a set of Torah of, and the reverse. All right. Amar Rabbi, eine Diktone, Kotsua. What are we saying here? Why don't we say hapotsua in the braise? And in other words, you should say hapotsua dako, because hapotsua with a hey would mean every potsua dako. And owing to the fact that we have drawn here a distinction between what? Between Potsua Dako Bidei Odom, Potsua Dako Bidei Shemai. That's why we say only Potsua Dako, Lo Yoga Potsua Dako, Uchiru Shofo Bikala Shem. Alright. So Masnititon, and Nema Lo Yoga, and now Lo Yoga Potsua, and Nema Lo Yoga Mamze, Mala Halam Bidei Odom, Afkan Bidei Odom. And Mamze obviously is not created naturally. It is man that is interfering in bringing about the birth of a mamzer, right? This is what the Gemara is saying, right? Now, if you look into the tshuva of Rav Moshe, he immediately, I hope I find it. 19?
Yep.
He says that there are three places where Petsua Dako is awesome. Begit, bebeitzim, or bechutzei beitzim. Which one is called kushof, or which one to a dako in that are questionable, but in any case, these are the three things. Begit, in the penis because the shlaf hazera has to go all through from the prostate and the basin through the. And then you're going to see something, and I'm going to show you in a minute, where the Chazon Ish is talking about it. Beitzim and the Chute Beitzim. What the Chute Beitzim is, this is difficult to say because there are difficulties that we find in Chazal, and especially, please now look into the because we have to define it. Look on page 18. Well, let's start with basically page 16. The Rambam, and we're going to get to the Rambam in a minute. The Rambam says, "Ubishvilim shenitpas shebohem shenitpas shef hazora v'heina nikroim chute beitzim." You have it? It's page 16. Rashi in Yevamos beis chute beitzim. Shabbatim Puluyim Behemdikis. There's a machloket between of, if you look at it, there seems to be a machloket between Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it is a shvilim shibehemdikis bashel shechazar, which are much higher up in the body. On the other hand, according to Rashi, it's beitz chute beitzim shab beitzim kuyim behem bikis. So the Chazon Ish says that Rashi is adding to the Rambam rather than defining it differently. In other words, Rashi also agrees. Also, by the way, I'd like you to know that today they are able to perform, if somebody has to undergo prostate surgery, that he can tell the doctor not to cut the Shvile Hazara and not to cut the Shvile Shabbatim Kuyim Behem. The doctor has a more difficult job, the surgeon. He has a more difficult job. But it can be done. I think it is done today that way. And let me just add something. Is there a doctor in the house? There you are. Okay. It is done so in most cases today. But I just want you to know that there are two ways of performing this kind of surgery. One is where a cut is made in the body. And then it's much easier not to get to the Shvile Beitzim and Shvile, though it is a more difficult surgery. I mean, this can be. On the other hand, if you go directly through the penis, then it is more difficult not to touch and cut the Chute HaBeitzim or the Chute HaBeitzim or the Shvile Hazara. I just for all of you who at one time or another are going to be asked, I'm not asking how to show them that you're going to have to perform, that it be performed on you, but I'd like you to know that, let's say, an uncle or a father has to undergo the medical surgery, that you tell him of that, that he should demand of the doctor, the surgeon, to do it in much, it's much easier with a cut, unless the surgeon. It is possible to do it even through the penis without, but it's much more difficult. It's much more difficult. Am I right?
When they use surgery to the penis, they go straight. They don't need to open up the new
abdomen. I know that.
They go straight to the prostate.
Yeah.
But is no real contact in the surgical procedure with the basin or with the sutura base. Those actually remain severed.
Oh.
They don't mean they don't need even when they do what's called a transurethral prostatectomy, fancy term. They go straight to the prostate.
And they do not touch according to Rashi. What Rashi says, and here we come to the Chazon Ish problem. What Rashi says, I'm sorry, the Shvilim Shibem is special Shifrezera. With the Rambam, and according to him, what?
In this procedure, I don't think they wouldn't come near, neither to Rashi nor to the Rambam. They don't touch the
basin
at all.
No, the basin, I know, they don't.
All those things are either
intradominal
or inside the scrotal
sac. By the way, it's interesting that neither Tzitzel Yehuda nor the Chazon Ish agree to what you are saying. So we're going to come to that in a moment. I mean, there may have been now a do it with a different kind of procedure.
In those days, it was not common to do a full abdominal surgery. In that case, they had occasion to.
Okay, fine. Now, in any case, just a moment. According to Rashi, there are two things: tichut tishabitz and pluim behem, right? And the shvilin shishich vazera oiga behem, right? According to the Rambam, it seems there's only one thing, right? Now take a look now on page 17. V'hinei kipi ayedua adi ovafim. Hashvilim nichnosim le'oimek b'guf. Right? V'oivrim kimoi chaki keshes. Now it's a half rainbow. Achi nichnosim le'git. V'oivrim derech ha'git v'zoyim menuchutz. He says, Umi deloy, take a look at the Chazon Ish here, it's just, Umi deloy huskuro b'gmoro b'poskim, mashma de b'mokim sha'shvilim b'pnim, en on b'kwad tzodak. In other words, that we are only concerned with the shvilim of what? The shvilim of where the zera is over the hand in the penis, and according to Rashi, the giving shabbat in them, which is outside in quotation mark of the body, if you can call it that, which are outside of the body. But he says inside of the body, what is inside in the body itself, the Gemara doesn't mention. He says, why should we add to it? Why should we add to it any problems with this picture of Dako? That's what he's saying. It's interesting, it's almost the lotion that Rav Moshe is using, am I right? Almost the lotion that Rav Moshe is using. The art in the study is holiday Krisa Sashvili Mito Haguf. He says, the fact is that there will be no seminal flow coming out. There is seminal flow within the body, but not coming out from the gid. He says, "Vatile imistaris alidei kisa sashvila mitochagu." The komoke min enesak kibikal the dino kishar oko ukisrishama. He brings the traces in Soito by Eish Monoyach, which is not hine b'gemora mevo. Dohoyo begit bei shvilen, echot liktanim veechot lishifrasera. And he says it doesn't exist anymore, and it obviously does. He says that before, in the time of the Gemara, he says, in the git, in the penis, there were two shvilen, one for the urine and one for the zera. He says, today it doesn't exist. ואצלנו אין בגית אלה שבע שביל אחד והזרע נכנס בריש בגית בראשי ששומע את הגוף אינסד that is not true. זה איזו נשכן עד לבה אינסד. Am I right in what I'm saying?
They have to come to Mishtana Teva.
ועל ידי הנטוח, בכל להכיר את השתם, what happens, why does one have to undergo surgery? Because it, a large prostate will interfere zero motion. על ידי סימא שביל השתם, הבוא מנפיח הבוס הידוח, ולויחס על סימא השתם וסוסמת. ובשעס ניתוח מחוכים ההפסי גם שביל השפע זרע המוב לו בגוף. וכמו שכוספתי, אין בו זה איסא סירוס דרייסא, רק דרבונן כמו שתי אז כוסיתם. So, the Chazon Ish comes to a conclusion that it is at most a drabonon, and he compares it to shtias kois ikrin. Let me explain to you what shtias kois ikrin is. If you do not interfere surgically to eke up into being an occult, but you do it medically with herbs. I don't know if these herbs are known today, if they exist today, I have no idea. In all probability they do. But I'm sorry?
Mexican.
Yes. No, that in Mexico they do the reverse. The Mexican thing that you're talking about is the reverse. Here we are talking about stopping any seminal flow. This is what they do in Mexico?
No.
All right. And mit der Reise ist es Mutter. Nicht durch Kursi. It does not fall under the what under the year Okavakor. But the Rabbonon asset koizikri. So he says here it is Sofik Sakone, and in a matter of fact we have to go further than Sofik Sakone. We have to call it Badai Sakone. If the urinary tract is not just infected but stopped. That is a badai sakone. So he says you are permitted to make it. Vein and Esel over the corner. Comes Rab Moshe. Please look into Rab Moshe's tshuva. I think it's at the very beginning of the tshuva of Rab Moshe. He says, after agreeing with the Chazon Ish, he says, Ma shekot av Chazon Ish, the Isa Rabbonin Ike, that there is a Isa the Rabbonin, so there is no Isa the Reise, but there is an Isa the Rabbonin. Ki Moshe also Rabbonin nishto is koit rikin, la nias dati ein hechach. Do you all loya al pinin in suri the Rabbonin zem zeh, af se shoven mamish. Mishum to le asro el mashu tzu, tzich leso. Yeah, but Rab Moshe is saying something so beautiful. He says, first, you don't compare one Isa the Rabbonin to the other Isa the Rabbonin. And then all of a sudden he's comparing. He's comparing. If you read the next few lines, you're going to see that he's comparing. He says the following, and he says it is so true. He says, a kois ikrin, everybody can take and drink. So Chachomim made a what? A takonah. That you are not permitted to drink a kois ikrin in order not what? On the other hand, he says, a surgery. To have prostate surgery, he said, obviously not everybody can do it himself. You have to have a doctor for that. He says, so how do you compare one to the other? How do you compare that to that? By the way, he is making, at first he says you're not comparing, and he's basically comparing and showing that they aren't alike. Rav Moshe did it in another case. But please don't mind if I'm going out. Rav Moshe did it in a case of a time clock to an air conditioner in Shabbos. Rav Moshe asks us, wherever Rav Moshe asks us, it's interesting. We didn't accept it. We accepted it only where he was makel. We did the same thing with the Rav. Wherever he was machmir, we didn't accept it. I don't know why. I mean, Monavshah. If you accept him as a person kadol, then you have to accept Chayes Chumus and Chayes Kulis. You can't just accept Kulis and not Chumus. Rav Moshe is machmir when it comes to a time clock. He says something. I don't know if it's a printed tshuva. I mean, I saw the Yatov Rav Moshe on that. He says something. He says he has no doubt that if there would be such a time clock on a air conditioner, and he makes a distinction between light and an air conditioner, that makes sense. He says, if there were such a thing, the Meaha Chazal, he has no doubt that Chazal would offer it. These are the words of Rav Moshe. He has no doubt that Chazal would offer it. And he compares it to other. Here he says that Ein Nedamin, his word, Ein Hecha, the loyal fin in the Shuvah, the Rabbanon, Zayn is Hecha. And all of a sudden he comes there and he brings it to him. But actually that's what he's doing. So Rav Moshe goes as far as saying that there is... Take a look at the beginning of his tshuva, not the shaila. The shaila, as you know, Vinay says, what does Kofotei mean? Quote Perosah Harama. Quote Perosah Harama. Sometimes you put down a resh.
Yes.
Means, then what does it mean?
I don't know the same thing.
You do, instead of putting a hey, you put a resh. It's like kesa. Kvoit perosso roma. You don't put the, in order to make it look like kesa, a crown, they don't have a hey, but they have a resh. You should know it's Shuvas. I mean, when you cross up the binogea leheta, see if I'm a tua, ain't kemat kol sofek shef shalate. Kiare ap, he says, stile, puta bemokem sofek nefodik of nefshe. What I told you, that I don't understand, when I told you in the, before, that I don't understand Rav Henkin, Roshchein Evrocha, at all. Rav Henkin, many things were a terrible machne. You know, Rav Henkin said that you shouldn't make a bris on Shabbos. He has it in one of the tshuvos that was printed in the Pardes.
Even if it doesn't make sense?
Now listen to what he said.
But
if it's cesarean, obviously you're not permitted to make it. He says that today, doctors give an injection which speeds up the labor, speed up labor. And he says, so how do you know it's a Shabbos ticket baby? The doctor may have given this injection on Friday, right? Or on Shabbos, Kufr. And he sped up and he made the labor coming faster. So the child basically is not a Shabbos ticket baby. Or the reverse, he says. So you shouldn't make any bris milah on Shabbos. Again, he wasn't accepted in plastic surgery. He was not accepted in that.
He said it at the time.
I understand
that it was known that they say that he did it, or that it's not true. You know what I'm saying?
He has it in a tshuva.
Not that. Not induced labor.
You mean cancer of the...
Right. That's just people saying? Is that...
He was never Mako, this I can tell you as a fact. He was never Mako, but he said, stay with yourself. This is what his attitude. I once told Zayn Officer, he was a tzaddik and a goyim and everything together. It's interesting, he was a Mizrahi, was a member of the Mizrahi, and the Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, the Satmar Rebbe, always listened to his Pistialos. And then one said to him, one Pistialos, in Satmar Rebbe Erdogan Mizrahi, so his answer was, Shegit, Erez HaGroyse Tamu Kofen. So, in any case, we call him Kolshmi Isalaf, and it's only Isalaf, but feel him loyo in more of him, she has with it, Kach Nefesh, Gam lo hoke la Yisurim HaKoshi, for your Efsha lahat, you take a look, here where I'm talking to you about, for your Efsha lahat, I'm a tuach, the Pratshin Nasa Lidi Nochri, וכמו שמביאים על זה היתר התרומס דשן שהם הביאים המוג נברון ובדובר שאין משחב הפסילה בסקרי שהם עתירן על ידי נוכל I, maybe the Israel this is good, he says, in as far as the doctor is concerned but the Israel himself, he says, the Israel doesn't help at all but we give you שאחוי לו עוד בתרדמו כמו יתו הזכיר בזה אחרינו Now, gentlemen, if there are any doctors here, there are two things that I would like to draw your attention to. First, that if possible, it should be done through a goy. That's number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that it be done with complete anesthesia. Because if it is not complete anesthesia, there could be a problem of the issue that your soil should help.
He
says that it's best that the soil should be in a complete under complete anesthesia.
Even if he's doing nothing, in other words, if he's...
No, not. Because then you are sure that he's doing nothing.
Right, but I'm saying...
If you give a local,
right.
You give a local, it is still possible that he will move at the time and help or whatever it is. I mean, though they tie him pretty well.
Right.
So, I mean, I just want surgeons to know of that thing, right? Just everything. So we remain, according to him, just 1 second, please. One moment, I'll get you a moment. We remain only with one question, and that is the heter of the Lovo Bikor.
What?
Lovo Bikor. I want you to know that this, if the Yitzchak shall have no heter of Lovo Bikor, then Yichud would be also. Yichud with your wife would be also, even if there are no sexual relations. Now, the Minchas Yitzchok, brings here the Kosid Hasana. And he had a very big problem. A machloket between Rashi and Tosfos. You see, the kos ikrin that we are talking about, the kos ikrin, there seems to be that it could have, there could be two results. One is that it actually harms the Avri Havalodah. And the other is, but it makes no roshim at all on the what? On the Evra Halodot. So there are results that there is no Zera. That was the Kusi Dhosuno is. He brings his Zamachloik with the Rashi verses. According to Rashi, is also Lord the Kol. Even if Eino Oysu Roshim Klau. Now, well, there is no interference with the Evra Halodot. And Persis says no. When is it also Dafke, if it makes a roshim in the Evra Halodot? Now we have to come to a conclusion, and we have not really, exhausted you, as you remember, everything. We have to come to some kind of a conclusion. Most Achronim Paschim, that philosophy is Shemayim, the circle of the other is Mutter. With the exception of our paintings of Chaim Lebracha, I do not see anyone, and I did an extensive study on it, I do not see anybody who should say that it's also to make the Mitzvah. About if it's Pikuach Nefesh, and as I have read to you in the, as I showed you in the Minchas, especially, by the way, I would like you to look up the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, because he has a rather lengthy, I would especially tell you to look it up. You have it on page 31. Now, if so, there is no question, I mean, I read you the Minchas Yitzchok, who says that even if it's only pain for him, and by the way, this is generally how it starts, and it becomes very painful, your nation becomes very painful, and after that it may stop but the shalom completely. Says even if it's only painful, you are permitted to do it. This almost everybody agrees, and it seems to me that the hacker on that is, now I'd like you to listen, is that immediately when the pain starts, you can almost predict that it's going to come the day to God marriage. So there was one urologist who told me that in very, very rare cases, it will happen where the growth of the prostate will stop by itself and the pain will disappear. I don't know if it is so. I mean, he's a urologist, I mean. This is what he told me in the So what I said isn't completely so, though it isn't wrong. Ruben, I would say almost. But these are new to the mean car that doesn't happen. Okay? Now, everything would be treated as the Kuach Nefesh, rather, even if it is Ali, even if Ali de Holy. So we come to a problem now. The only problem that we remain with is the mutalova de kav, the call. He's permitted to undergo surgery. Not only is he permitted to, but he should. The chai behem, the shlomus behem. But is he permitted lova de kav? Most achrayim pass without any question that he should. That he is permitted to, and that there is no problem. The one who comes to the interesting conclusion is Rav Moshe. And at the end of his tshuva, at the very end of his tshuva, so Take a look at it. Ulechem Maise, the end of this tshuva is on page 27. Ulechem Maise, im hoyo kvar nosui, if he was already married. Vosloy anetua, shelech lo batira tashtam, oy boit machlis yitzor, tishvin zelus memenos apraste, vichotro hoyfim damas shvila zera beabeitzim. More than that, he says, even if that, vishvila zera was kam. Ein lechaivo ilegarish es istoy kibu shel Rambam hu kosher. I told you before that most achronim learn pshat in Rashi, that Rashi is adding to the Rambam. But that the Rambam that the Rambam only says it's what? The Shula Zera. Avo le revak. In other words, a single person. Sh'osu lo netiach ve. Yesh le pois lo melisa ishe p'tzere af afkishit esratze li nosu lo. You hear? Umuchachit lo hodia af li giyoyres. Sh'osu lo netiach ve. Ulo yucha lo hoyled. Kedei shlo yeh kibishitos. This is a very difficult psakalok. The Pesach Halacha here is making a distinction between a Nosui and a Ravak. Why should there be a difference in a Nosui and a Ravak if he tells the girl that he underwent the surgery and they will not be able to have children? For him, there is obviously no mitzvah period of review because he has no. For her, there is no mitzvah period of review except the according to Rabbi Yochanan in Breuken. So, I don't quite understand it except if Rav Moshe goes with the swara, which many poskim have. That there is no din of period rivio, mitzvah of period rivio by them. But the loy l'sheves, the l'soyo bro, is by a woman too. In other words, the issa of loy l'sheves, the l'soyo bro, in a person, is a woman permitted to remain a spinster. I'm talking now about free will. They're never so not of their free will, but remain spinsters. But is she permitted to remain spinsters? So according to that, if Leulich Sheves Bror is shayach by a woman too, she's not permitted to, of her own choice, I'm going to become, by the way, this is one of the big shayles that you have today, in today's society. I want to be a career woman. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have children. So obviously, from the point of view of period rivia, mitzvah period rivia, she can do it. But from the point of view of Leila Sheves Bror, she cannot. She cannot. So except if Rav Moshe goes with that swan. But there's just one problem. Then why, if that is a swara, then why a giyoris are you permitted to? If you say that by giyoris you are permitted to, it's because gerim lo yikrakor. But what has it to do with what the soy bro? So I don't understand that notion, okay?
Maybe he's chayshish
grab. Very good, very good, very good. This is what I said at the last time that I gave this. Very good what you say. What he's saying is that when it comes to Arabak, to a woman is koshish to what? Koshish to Rashi's, for Rashi's problem. But it is not today, it would not hold true, because, and Rav Moshe immediately says it, by the way, you're going to see that. Because surgery today is cutting neither the chute, the shvila zera, nor the what? Nor the the Gidin Shabbos in Cambridge. Except if the doctor tries to make it very as fast as he possibly can, he's not careful. Alright? Abo, he says the Tishi Yeshlomi Yidua the Lord from Munchen. He says, I know Benuchet me Dr. Shimon Baskel. The Agam Shiyesh Bezich Shashmanish Shetskone Yeshal the Rolfim Bindin Yisenu Bas Rabbis Shein Choytrin Klum Mechite Azera Yisoymchim Al Nina Refuiz Antibiotic Shlo Yechon Mezer. In other words, it is preventable or could be preventable with antibiotics if it's immediately at the beginning obviously treated. This is what he's saying. A doctor told him. Mechein Tzorach HaCholei Vatir Fashtan Ahasir Esoroifim Shelo Yasu Soros El Yechatru Gak Vashit Tzorach HaCholei Sheyesh Lo Bahat Fasbei Vim Lo Yirtzu Yelech Al Beis Cholem Shein Esarsen El Choytzim Rak Vashit Tzorach Machlot Zeh Ten Tzorach Lefasen. By the way, I don't understand. As soros he becomes anyhow. He may not have a din of a soros with the other. What's the taich de soya resarsen? The fact is that there is no more seminal flow to the outside of the body. And this cannot be prevented if surgery is performed, am I right? For 3 months. That's what the doctor told me. For 2 or 3 months, that's what the urologist told me. But that the seminal flow outside will stop. I appreciate if you find out, I'll let me know. Okay, please check it out. Okay, yes, it's not got the 8th of the Meister. Ach, in Koro Shola, for waiting, she came so soon. Hadin hu lamir shati shu safi la maile. Di ma'acha sha akhoile yisnaik di chiyuba ni garai shele vakes esos roipen munche. Bo roipen rechnet wa abo boi kmita di dosa bachom et fuhr. Adi di nituach bodu ke nuse. In ken loy osu shin iso ba ma shoma nituach seke del rakes. So the only problem that I have with Rav Moshe is basically his chumre legabe ravak. And if he told the person that he's going to marry that he has a problem, then I have a problem which I cannot answer. Because I don't understand how Rav Moshe makes this distinction. Monosha. If we are talking about the fact that what? That there is a din of, that is a question of what you would call only. Okay, so Kahal Mamzerim Leifer Kol. Like Kahal Geyeres is Leifer Kol, right? Kahal Geyeres Leifer Kol. This is also difficult. On the other hand, if it's a question of a chiyu, which stems not from the mitzvah of Tiri Rivian, but stems from Leile Toyo, so what does it make if she's a Mamzeres or Geyeres? What difference does it make? So I don't understand that last part. I'll tell you, I missed the boat. I was by Rav Moshe Zichrono Livracha very often. I did not ask him, and after that I couldn't ask him. So I want to teach you here one important thing. It's not only al tremali sheefne eshne shem aloi tifne, which is that you may not have the time in life, left in life, to learn, but you also have to take into consideration that the person whom you want to learn from is not, it's not possible to ask you. Gemara says it. I can't even tell you from personal experience. All of us here, not you, but all of us who are here, Rosh Yeshiva and so on, had the opportunity to ask the full of many shalos. You would never have gotten into the whole question whether what is mati brain dead, what is brain dead or not, what is, you know, this big machloikus that is going on. The machloikus that should never have been done in the way it was done. I mean, you can disagree and disagree civilly. But it should never have. And I'm not now attaching fault to one or the other. I mean, please understand. There would never have been, for instance, a problem, what is the world heard? And hearing from someone who says that he heard the Rav say that, and on the other hand, everybody else who was close to the Rav saying it never happened. Rav Meir Tversky said that the Rav never agreed to this kind of definition. He was an angel, he learned to the Rav over time. On the other hand, he had so much opportunities to do it, he didn't. He felt that the Rav is eternal, and no human being is. I think you should know that. Get the opportunity when you have it. This is a, I think you should come away with that too. Okay. Gentlemen, what a pleasure. Oh, may I ask someone, does anyone have a car where you can take me to the subway? Right now. You? Are you going to lose your parking spot in your hotel?
I got the whole day.
You got the whole day. I appreciate it.
Because the guy with the blonde hair will take care of it.
And I think you have a terrific Koivitz here. And I would suggest that you use it.